story of Rose Warner.
Say that building right across the road. The one just next to the bridge.
Yeah.
That's it then. Where's the office? We don't like people hanging about the boss details. I've got flowers to sell, Miguel. People hanging about are bad for business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right across the road. Away you go, then.
Yes, thank you. I will buy a flower, if you like.
Never mind, love. You look like you need a good cup of tea, not a flower. Good luck to you.
Are you the lady manager?
Yes.
I was at your office.
Need a good hot cup of tea. Bessie?
Yes, sir?
If you're not too busy, Bessie, would you mind making us a pot of tea?
Oh, no trouble, sir. The kettle's already on.
Good, good. And perhaps some bread and jam.
Oh, no problem, sir. I understand as well.
Well, now. there now. I know how you feel, but things aren't as bad as they seem. Please accept my handkerchief.
Oh, I will be all right.
Oh, you don't look all right. You look starved. You look exhausted.
I do not think you ought to be nice to me.
And why is that?
Yeah, you be. A pot of tea, bread and jam, and some cake.
Oh, very good, Bessie. What a good sort you are. Please, have some tea, Miss...
Rose Warmer from Budapest.
And some bread and jam, too. I want you to please me by having something to eat. And try some cakes, too.
Oh, thank you.
And why shouldn't I be nice to you?
I think you're going to have to put me in jail.
Oh, jail, you think?
Yeah. I did not really mean to, but... Now, I suppose I have actually run away.
From service?
Yeah. Actually, I only meant to kill myself.
Oh, well, it's not so bad after all, is it then?
It does not matter if I go to jail.
Have some more bread and jam.
I do not care what happens to me.
And why don't you tell me all about yourself,
I'd like to hear the whole story.
And there is nothing left to live for. Nothing in the whole world. Unless it were that I could just see my mama and papa and Felice once more. But of course I cannot go home.
Dear Rose, first of all, you are not going back to Mrs. Winter. And you are not going to jail.
But her ladyship said I had signed the contract.
Of course you did. But both parties have to keep the agreement in these situations. She has broken her part of the bargain. And that frees you from your part.
How?
She's not allowed to withhold your wages and deny you even the smallest freedom like posting letters. And to instruct the other servants to ignore you. Really unfortunate. It's just not done. Oh, now here's my wife.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
Well, now, we have a guest.
Oh, we do indeed. This is Mrs. Smith, Rose Warmer.
Hello, Rose.
Yes.
I'm afraid Rose here is in a bit of a need to get rested and fed and sorted out. Do you think we could tuck her into the spare room?
Oh, of course we can. It's so lovely to have you, my dear. You've had tea, I see.
Yeah, thank you.
And you look tired to death. Well, I suppose Mr. Smith has kept you talking for hours.
She's a delightful young lady.
She is a tired young lady. Would you like to come with me, Rose? I could take you directly to your room and you could have a nice rest before dinner.
Oh, please forgive my tears. It is just that I have not been treated so... I mean, I'm not used to it.
Being a guest? No. Well... I'm sure you were a guest many times in your own lovely country.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then, you know just what to do, my dear. Make yourself right at home, and I'll give you a chance to freshen up after your meal.
But all my things...
I'll attend to collecting them for you from Mrs. Winter. And I'll attend to some other things that concern you in that house, Rose. Don't worry. You're going to stay here until we get all of this properly looked after. Have a good rest.
Thank you. I am very tired. I do not know when. I have been so tired.
Come in. Here's the last of your laundry, Rose. Just a few stockings and your white blouse.
Oh, thank you, Miss Smith. You have been so kind to me.
Are you all packed, then?
Yeah.
You know, it's still not too late to change your mind, Rose.
Oh, I will be all right.
You could stay here in England with Mr. Smith and me. You've been a great help these last few weeks. And so just look at you. You put on weight. You're rested. You can't say this bit of England hasn't agreed with you.
I will never forget your kindness, Mrs. Smith. But I miss my mama so much, I have to go home.
Anything in here I can carry outside?
I am finished just now.
Rose, do you mind if I sit down for a moment and speak to you?
Oh, we've plenty of time, my dear. We're an hour ahead of schedule. I might just put on some tea.
Oh, capital idea.
All right, I'll bring the tray up.
I know we've talked about this before, Rose, but there are some things that I haven't said that I feel I must say.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that it wouldn't be very difficult, if not impossible, to keep you in England, even if you were willing. But, Rose, I want to try. Please change your mind about going back to Budapest.
I know you want to be kind, but I must see my mama. I have such a strange feeling that perhaps she is not all right.
Rose, the situation in Europe is much worse than I've told you. We get new news every day, and I've been hoping perhaps that you'd want to stay with us.
It is not that you would...
Rose, Jews are fleeing Europe by the thousands every day. They're trying to get into Palestine in spite of the quotas that our government's imposed. They're trying to go anywhere. As long as it is out of Germany, out of Europe.
But I am Hungarian.
Dear girl, you are Jewish. I think the day is coming, if war does come, that national boundaries will mean nothing to Hitler. I'm telling you that Europe is an armed camp. All of the armies of all the countries are massing. Before the end of this year, there may be war. Don't you understand?
I lived through a war when I was a child.
Oh, here we are, then, a nice cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rose, this war will be different for you.
Why?
Because it is a war against the Jews.
The cable from a Herr Smith in England.
Oh, I did not want him to let you know.
Rose, you look awful.
You look awful, Shelley. You are so thin.
Are you sick? Rose, what are you doing in Vienna? Why didn't you stay in England?
Thank you very much. A fine welcome home.
I did not ask you to come to meet me. I can manage very well, thank you.
We cannot talk here. Let us get some coffee and dinner. I'm starved.
I brought some food.
Oh, no, Shelley. I mean, a nice restaurant, some good Austrian cooking.
You do not understand anything. Come on.
Oh, it is wonderful to sit down.
Yes, we can hours at this table in a coffee shop.
Oh, I complain.
Just as happy to be in.
Where all these people come from? The streets are packed with people.
We have to get out of Vienna as quickly as possible. That is why I came to meet you, to make sure you didn't stay here. After you have something to eat, we are going back to the train station and to Hungary.
I want to see Mama. Why can't we stay in Vienna? What is happening?
Eat your way down and eat the cheese and bread I brought you.
Can we not afford our coffee?
We may not get it. We may not even be given coffee. I do not know this place. Please eat, Rose. Because we are Jews.
Rose, there is a German Gestapo officer in Vienna now. His name is Adolf Eichmann. He has set up an office called Central Office for Jewish Immigration. All Jews are being expelled from Austria.
To where? I do not know.
Many Jews are hiding. They say they will not leave their country. Many are trying to get into other countries, but there are quotas, refusals. Many Jews are trying to go to Palestine.
Palestine?
I do not understand. Why are they expelled? The same thing is happening in Germany. There can no longer be Jews in Germany.
But it is impossible. In Hungary,
it is not easy. But it is all right. Now, Rose, we are not going to be served in here unless we make a fuss. It is too busy. And we cannot make a fuss. We do not need coffee.
Could we not find a hotel and spend the night?
I'm so tired. Rose, you understand nothing. A Jew cannot have a hotel room in Vienna. We will be lucky to get a train ticket to Budapest. I have my return ticket.
But so do I. It was bought in England.
Oh, that is good news. Come on. But all the same, we may have hours or even a day or two to wait before getting on a train. Come, come on.
Back here, but now that you are home, it is wonderful to see you.
What plans have to be made?
Oh, let us not make plans today, Mama. To be back in Pashini, to see the Hungarian countryside.
Oh, will you stop saying Hungary? You know the area of our country is Czechoslovakia. It has been so since the end of the war of 1914.
I give up, Papa. Rose always says Hungary.
But Rose, the days of being stubborn are over. You must change.
I am not afraid.
That is because you do not care what happens to you, Rose. But we care. If you love us, please try to understand.
What do you want me to do?
One thing, stop calling this part of the country Hungary. You are not Hungarian. You are Czechoslovakian. You have a Czech passport. If you keep saying you are something else, people might think you are a spy.
Oh, Papa.
If you love us, if you love Mama and Papa Rose, try to understand. I have Alexander to look after me and the twins. He is a skilled worker and he will be needed in war. He already has a work permit, a good one.
A work permit?
And Mama and Papa have each other, and they are out of the way here in Pashini. But what is to be done with you?
I can take care of myself.
No, I cannot permit you to go off and live in Budapest alone. If anything happened, who could help you?
I have my friend, Louis. You all wish I had stayed in England.
Yes, you would have been safe there. Am I such a bad father? I want my daughter to be safe.
Two of your brothers are in America, Rose. Do you think we do not miss them? Do you think it was easy to see them go? And Joseph, I have not seen for 1 year. Your little brother, I have not seen for 1 year.
But he writes, Mama. He is dying.
He is hiding with relatives. I do not even want to tell you where he is.
Mama, that is ridiculous.
You have been in England. You do not seem to be able to wake up, Rose. Are you so deep within yourself and your own troubles that you cannot see anybody else's? Look at your mama. She has not slept since she knew you are in Europe.
Oh, Mama. But I came back because I wanted to see you.
But you are the crazy one, Rose. The stubborn one. You cannot keep your mouth shut. You cannot keep yourself quiet. How can you be safe, Mama?
I have blue eyes like you. I don't look Jewish. I will be fine. This is not Germany.
It soon will be.
We have a good plan for you, Rose. We want you to accept it right away.
What?
It will keep you away from Louis, which you want.
Yeah?
And it would keep you safe, which we all want.
Well?
There is this letter. From an old friend of yours, Herr Van Reuker, in Austria.
The sculptor?
Well, he's actually a very rich carpet manufacturer. But I know you know him from the sculpting he has done.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he lives in an estate in a very remote part of Austria, far from Vienna. He is looking for a tutor for his family to teach his family English.
English? What for?
I do not know, but you know German and English, and you could do it. He says here, if you could be found and persuaded to take the position, you would be treated as an honored member of the family. He has horses you could ride, and you would be welcome to use his studio for sculpting,
and you look terrible. You could get your strength back there.
I guess I do not understand. When we were in Vienna, Felice would not let me stay in that city even a night. And now you think I should go back to Austria to be safe.
This is far away, in the mountains.
But Van Reuker is a Jew. I am a Jew. Austria is taken over by the Third Reich.
I cannot believe the Nazis are going to be hunting in the mountains for every Jew. He is a big estate. He's a very wealthy man. Powerful.
I am sure you will be safe there, Rose. And you can get your health back.
Rose, Mama and Papa wish it. You have never been willing to submit to anyone. But please, this once, please do what we think is best for you.
It is all the same to me. You do not want me here.
Oh.
I want to stay away from Louis. And he would find me in Budapest.
Yes, he would.
All right. But I am going because I have decided to, not because I am being forced.
Of course, little Rose, certainly. Quite right.
They are collecting Jews from all over the countryside.
Collecting?
This is just like it is in the cities. For resettlement. Rose, we are going to England right now.
England?
You were out riding all morning. We couldn't find you. We are packed. We have to leave. Oh, dear Rose, if only we could take you with us.
The whole family is going to...
We have already sent the children on ahead to the train. We have to go this minute, Rose. Rose, you must get out to Vienna. But don't stay in this house 1 minute after we are gone.
But what shall I do? Where shall I go?
Go to Hungary. Hungary is neutral. You have friends in Budapest. I think you will be all right there.
But I have not been able to teach you enough English. You are just getting started.
Madame, you must leave.
I am coming. Rose, here is some money. It will help you in Budapest. Take it.
May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob protect you and us all.
Do not leave me. I don't know what to do. I cannot go home. Captain, what is happening to my life?
Oh, we haven't missed the Bible teaching yet. No, we always sing first. What kind of religion is this anyway? I don't know. The man who speaks is a missionary from America. You would think that Budapest was in the jungles of Africa, but he calls himself a missionary. Oh, to what their horses, as long as they can explain the Bible. Use their own father. It's wonderful, do you see? Will he speak now?
Oh, I wish they had not made us sit in the first row. There are no other...
I would like to extend a very warm welcome to anyone who might be visiting the Gospel Hall for the first time tonight. Please be sure to make yourself known to me after the message. Tonight, the title of my message is Behold the Man. We are living in very difficult times. War rages around this lovely land of Hungary. We no longer know what or who we can trust. Everyone has problems. Everyone has fears. Who can help us? Well, centuries ago, there was turmoil. People were confused, fearful, upset. A person had thrown the ancient world into conflict. Everything old and familiar was challenged. People were full of fear that there was going to be change. There had to be change in their very hearts and minds. This person was Jesus Christ. He was brought before the highest court in the ancient world because men hated him and feared him. He was sentenced to die. Yet in the midst of all the scathing emotions around him, he was radiating love and calm. Pontius Pilate, the highest Roman official, was amazed at the power and beauty and quiet authority of the man brought before him. After trying Jesus, he brought him before the Jewish people and said the words, "Behold the man." Now, but they did not look. Oh, no, they cried, "Crucify him!" Tonight, we are going to behold this man. We are going to see that he was the Messiah promised to the Jewish nation from the very beginning.
Is he a Jew? No.
We are going to look at the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah and see how they were fulfilled in Jesus' life. Seeing how in Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 8, Messiah was to die for his people. We have seen in Jeremiah 23:5 how Messiah had to be a descendant of David, as Jesus was. We have seen in Psalm 22 that Messiah was to die by crucifixion. And we have seen in Zechariah how before these things, Messiah would enter Jerusalem humbly, mounted on a donkey. We have beheld the man. And now, having beheld him, what will we do but give him our souls, our lives, in humble confession of our need for forgiveness and our need for the salvation of Messiah? Let us pray. Let every head be bowed in prayer as we come before him.
Mr. Miller?
Yes. Oh, hello. I'm very happy to see you here this evening. I don't believe I've seen you before.
I am Rose Warmer. And my friend had to go home, but I wanted to greet you. I think your message was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I am a Jewess, but of course I believe in those things you said about Jesus. I believe in Jesus.
I see.
And I have been reading the Bible constantly. You see, my father died recently, and
I'm sorry. That's why you are dressed all in black.
Yeah. And I have read the whole Bible, the New Testament too, of course, over and over, and I certainly believe in Jesus.
And the devil?
I beg your pardon?
Do you believe in the devil too?
Oh, of course not. You cannot be serious.
Oh, I am serious.
Well, the devil. Oh, that is another way of talking about, well, evil thoughts, for example.
No. Would you like to sit down just for a moment?
Well, all right.
You know that man was created perfect by God.
Yeah.
But Adam and Eve sinned, and now all human beings are sinful. Do you understand?
Well, some people are, yeah, but not...
No. No, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. Me, you. It was the devil who tempted man to sin.
Where does it say that in the Bible?
Here, give me your Bible. I will put a piece of paper in the place and you can read it yourself. We cannot believe in Jesus until we know ourselves to be sinners. That is why Messiah had to die as a sin offering.
I do not know why. We'll have to read my Bible some more.
Would you like to talk more about it? My wife and I run a bookshop just around the corner. Anytime you would like to come and discuss these
things. I would like that. I have been looking for someone to explain the Bible to me. But first, I will read some more to see if what you are saying is really in the Bible.
Excellent. Nothing could please me more.
And then, if I choose, I will come and see you?
You will come, I think, Miss Warmer. It is not you who will be doing the choosing.
I do not understand what you mean.
That's all right. I will be praying for you. I will hope to see you soon.
I could wait.
Oh, no.
Dear, it's Miss Warmer.
Hello. I'm very glad to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
You have?
Well, just that you came to the meeting last Sunday night and that you asked a lot of very good questions.
I'll just pull over some chairs. You think there isn't a lot of room in our little bookstore, but we do find corners here and there to set up chairs.
It's very nice. Are all these holy books?
Well, they're all Christian books, dear.
I see.
Can you stay with us?
If you don't mind, I have a couple of things to do before the shop opens.
Oh, I understand, of course.
I'll make us all some tea in a little while. I'm sure you'll be ready for it.
I always am. Well, I could not find the devil in the Bible.
He's in there. May I just give you a sort of a bird's eye view of the Bible?
That would be very good. I have a pencil with me and some paper so I can write down the verses that you talk about. I'm having a terrible time understanding the Bible or finding anything in it at all that makes any sense to me.
Miss Warmer, I understand.
Rose.
Well, thank you, Rose. I understand. Now, let me begin at the beginning. You see, in the Old Testament, there were... that prophecy after prophecy has been fulfilled in this one, Jesus of Nazareth, who even in his death was called King of the Jews.
I have marked all the places you talk about in my Bible with bits of paper. You see, it looks like a white forest growing out of the top.
Yes, I see.
I'm afraid it's time to open the bookstore. I've made tea. Will you have a cup, Miss Warmer?
Oh, no. I have to get home. I want to go over all these verses that Mr. Miller has been talking about.
But you look so thin, my dear. I'm tired. Are you sure you won't have anything to drink? And a roll, perhaps?
Oh, I look ill, I know, but it is just a black dress.
Miss Warmer's father recently died.
I am sorry.
I have not slept well in a long time. It has nothing to do with food, really. I have food at home.
I will be praying for you.
Oh, thank you. You see, I keep reading the Bible. I cannot rest. I wake up and I get to reading it more. I want to understand it more than anything.
And you will.
Are you sure?
I'm perfectly sure. And I think it will not be long.
Oh, I hope so. Do you think so too, Mr. Miller?
Yes, I do think so, Rose. And I think you will study through that forest of white paper you have sticking out of your Bible.
Oh, of course I will. I will study all day.
But don't you work?
I give some physiotherapy lessons at a clinic. Not very many. Doesn't take much time. Sir, may I come back tomorrow?
Oh, certainly. Come before the shop opens, Rose. That's a good time.
Goodbye. Goodbye, then, until tomorrow.
Thank you.
despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He was bruised for our iniquities. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. But this is Isaiah. It was written 700 years before Jesus lived. Yet it is him. It is. Oh, it is Jesus. It is Messiah. But Jesus said he must be born again. Oh, be that were possible. If only the old rose could disappear and a new rose be born. I have spoiled everything in my life. And other people have used me and humiliated me. Louise and the whole group of Gnostics and spiritualists. I have been such a fool, always insisting on my own way, always having to be the best, to be first, to be famous. And look at me. I was not even with Papa when he died. When he needed me best, one time in his life I was not there. Oh, I am so full of sin. I am so full of sin. Why should I kill myself in England? So many times I should have died when I was a child leaping off the high bridge over the river. So many times in Austria, and later when I defied God and I mocked him, yet he preserved me. I did not know it was you. You rescued me over and over and brought so many people into my life. I did not know. Oh, if you want me, if you can forgive me, if I can be born all over again, not to be Rose Wanderer anymore, but someone new. If you'll have me, oh, I give myself to you utterly, completely, everything. Oh, it is not crazy. It is a wonderful. It was you. All along it was you I wanted. Not fame, or danger, or love. It was you.
Would you like to read it?
Excuse me, madame. Excuse me. Would you like to read it? It is wonderful.
Hey, what are you doing, miss? You should know it is against the law to distribute pamphlets in the street. What have you got?
Oh, they are not pamphlets, officer. They are gospel tracts.
Well, let me see one.
Oh, of course. Please keep it. I can give you several. You could take them back to the police station with you and pass them out. Perhaps the other officers might want to read them.
That is not necessary. I do not want to stop.
Oh, but you would if you understood. All my life.
What you are doing is against the law. I could take you to the police station for this offense. Since war was declared, it is forbidden to distribute pamphlets in the street. The Hungarian people know this. And in Budapest, of all places. You must be crazy.
Are you going to take me to the police station?
What?
I can come with you and explain all this to the other officers.
Explain what?
The gospel.
You cannot do this, you know. What you are doing is against the law.
Oh, but there is too much suffering everywhere, officer. All my life I looked for God. Even though I did not know it, I did not find him going to the synagogue with my mother.
You are a Jew?
Oh, yeah.
Go home. Go wherever you live. You ought to appreciate all our government
government is doing to try to protect Jews in Hungary. It is getting almost impossible. And you stand on a street corner giving out pamphlets. This is forbidden. Do you understand?
Officer, I want to obey the law.
Then go home. I do not want to see you on the streets again.
But I cannot help telling people about the Lord Jesus.
Rose, what's the matter?
Do you know this woman?
Oh, yes, officer. I'm sorry if there's been some misunderstanding here.
You are not Hungarian.
No, I am an American missionary, an American citizen. Yeah.
This woman is breaking the law.
Come on, Rose, let's go to the mission.
See that she keeps off the street. We have enough Jews on the street.
I understand why you are so zealous, but these are hard times. You have to be prudent.
But it does not matter what happens to me. If they take me to the police station, I can witness there.
Rose, listen to me, please. Have you been in the police station recently?
I have never been.
It is overflowing with desperate people, and most of them are Jews. Germans, Hungarians, Czechs, Poles, everything. Lost people, starving people, angry people by the hundreds. They are just there. They have no place to go. It's a madhouse, Rose.
Oh.
You could be kept for days there.
I should go now.
Rose, listen to me. Mrs. Miller and I don't know how long we have in Hungary.
What?
Non-Hungarian citizens are being expelled from Hungary every day. Soon, I think there will be some law or edict that only Hungarian citizens may remain in Hungary.
But the work?
Yes, yes. That's why you must stay out of trouble. When we go, you will still be here.
I am not even Hungarian anymore.
What?
I have a Czechoslovakian passport. When I was a child, our part of Hungary was taken over by the Czechs.
Do you know that in Czechoslovakia...
I know Jews are being transported. I know the suffering there. Even in my own family, I do not know exactly what is happening.
Rose, why didn't you tell me?
I told you about my father dying, how I could not go.
I didn't realize Pesciny is in Czechoslovakia.
My brother Herman is a doctor. Something has happened to him and his wife. We think he was forced to serve in some resettlement camp. His wife is a nurse, her too.
But Rose, you must be very careful.
How can I be careful? All my life I looked for peace, for God, for Christ. Half of Hungary is Protestant even, and no evangelist came to see me in all those years. I never even met a Christian. If only I had known.
If you are killed, how will you tell the gospel?
That is up to the Lord.
All right. It's time for our Bible lesson. You must learn the Word of God.
Oh, yeah. I want to. There is so much to learn.
Yes, there is. And you must learn it all.
Miss, I am getting off the train here. You can have my seat. I think you are ill.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you. I am just tired.
Oh, who isn't tired these days?
Oh, then you have my seat.
What?
You sit down.
I do not care who sits down.
No, someone else has taken the seat.
Oh, I am sorry.
You are stupid.
I am a fool.
You certainly are.
For Christ.
I do not like how you insult that.
Oh, I am sorry. I was not swearing. I meant I am a fool for Christ.
Do not speak that name to me. I am a Jew.
So am I.
I have to stand next to two Jew women.
At least I am a Hungarian.
Excuse me. I will stand someplace else where it smells better.
But that you will have to take a bath.
I know how you feel about the name of Christ.
If you really aren't human, you ought to.
You do not have to stare at my eyes. I know they are blue.
Oh, right. You are a blue-eyed Jew Christ lover. Oh, yeah. Talk to me. I'm tired.
I do not want to bother you. But you look so worried.
Worried? Are you crazy?
No.
You are a Jew and you're not worried?
No. Well, I am worried about my family in Czechoslovakia. I try not to be. I do try. But I am not worried about myself.
Oh,
hold my purse a minute.
What for?
I want to show you something in my Bible.
Hold your own purse. I don't want to hear anything from the Bible. Not from your Bible. Oh, if you only knew. If you only knew.
You, Rose?
Yeah, Maria.
Could you come into my room for a minute?
I am awfully tired.
I'm sorry, Rose. I don't like to be a troublesome old landlady, but I've been waiting 4 days to speak to you. You're so much away.
I will come down.
Oh, sit down. You look exhausted.
But it was wonderful. I preached in 2 village churches. There were big crowds of people, and many people received the Lord Jesus as Savior. I'm sure some were Jews, too.
Rose, you are going to kill yourself before the Germans get you.
They are not going to get any Jews in Hungary. You should not talk like that, Lillian. It frightens people.
Perhaps. But you aren't even a Hungarian citizen.
What did you want to talk about?
Rose, you know I love the Jewish people. We prayed for such a long time together for the Jewish people in Europe.
Yeah.
I do not want to tell you.
What is it?
The police have been here 3, maybe 4 times, asking me why you are here.
Oh, really? I am sorry.
No, it's all right. It's just that last time, it was just a couple of days ago, they told me they had proof that you were a foreign Jew. They wanted to know why I was harboring a foreign Jew.
Oh, I will leave right away.
No, I didn't mean that.
The Lord will find me another place. You could be arrested.
I don't believe it. I told them that Hungary was a free and neutral country. And that I was a Christian, and that Rose Warmer was a Christian missionary, and to go away. I always tell them that.
Let us pray about all this, Lillian. I am sure the Lord will.
Now what? I'll answer it. Yes? She's here. Oh, no. Of course. Yes, goodbye. Oh, Rose, the Millers have been arrested.
What?
That was the secretary of the mission. You're supposed to go there right away. The Millers are arrested.
But they are American citizens. They cannot be arrested. But you have got to let me see the Millers. You cannot refuse a visit. There are no legal grounds to refuse. I am not leaving until I see them.
I have told you 10 times you are not going to see them. Now, will you go away before I put you in prison?
Put me in. Then I will see them.
I want you to go home. I'm ordering you to leave this prison. I will not speak to you again if you stay here all month.
Well, I will stay here. I am strong and healthy. You will see me 6 times a day, every day, until you let me see them.
You will leave after 1 visit?
Yeah.
I have a record on you.
I do not mind.
You are crazy.
Then I can see them? Oh, thank you.
Let her into the main prison compound. You won't even be able to find me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I will find her.
Mr. Miller.
Rose, I'm peaceful, as you see. And it won't be long. I am an American after all. But these other people...
Oh, but you are in such a filthy place. And with such terrible people.
Many of these terrible people are only Jews.
Then you cannot even see Mrs. Miller.
But I think it must be better where she is. I wouldn't want her here with me.
I have organized prayer meetings.